Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
The President of the United States is supposed to represent every American, not to target one, but he targeted me.
Fulton County, Georgia election worker Ruby Freeman told the House January 6th committee nowhere feels safe since former President Donald Trump labeled her a professional vote scammer following the 2020 presidential election. Her repeated harassment was included in the racketeering charge against Trump and his alleged co-conspirators by Fulton County grand jurors this week. A lawyer for Freeman, along with her daughter and fellow election worker Shay Moss, says they are seeking accountability for those who led and profited from the smear campaign. Meanwhile, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp tells CNN his fellow Republicans need to move on from the 2020 election.
You know, if you look in the rearview mirror too long while you're driving, you're going to look up and you're going to be running into somebody, and that's not going to be good.
Kemp says the election in Georgia was not stolen and refutes Trump's claim he holds evidence of election tampering, which he says he plans to release soon in a detailed report. A U.S. appeals court has ruled new restrictions should be imposed on the abortion pill mifepristone. However, the ruling will not go into effect until the Supreme Court hears the case on appeal. The drug remains available for now. House Republicans have introduced a bill to repeal the D.C. Home Rule Act, abolish its local government, and grant all governing authority to Congress. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton says it would be undemocratic.
I don't think there's any chance that we'll lose home rule. In fact, we're trying to go the other way. We're trying to become the 51st state.
The bill's supporters say it's an effort to rein in violent crime in the capital city. Ohioans are collecting signatures for an amendment to their state's constitution to allow a citizen-led redistricting committee to draw the state's congressional and legislative maps. Common Cause Ohio's Catherine Turser tells NBC several maps drawn by a GOP-led commission have already been deemed unconstitutional.
Clearly, these folks are drunk on power. And what do you do with drunks? You take away their keys.
Turser says a citizens' commission would be split evenly between registered Republicans, Democrats, and independents. A federal judge has temporarily blocked a Mississippi state law limiting who can assist voters with disabilities in returning their completed mail-in ballots. Republican lawmakers argue limits are needed to prevent so-called ballot harvesting, but they were unable to provide data to the court proving the claim. And a Kansas prosecutor says he found insufficient evidence to support the recent police raid of a weekly newspaper and said all seized material should be returned. Press freedom groups have sharply condemned the raid. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.